previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Morning.
Hello, friends. Okay, so
Good morning, I shared
earlier on about an issue that we've got out at home, out in the countryside, okay? So we get all kinds of visitors from guinea fowl, baboon snakes, birds, everything in between. And we've now got these swallows that are adamant on building a nest at our front door. Like, we've got like a... almost like a cove kind of entrance way, right? And they've built a nest right there.
Those mud nests
where the light is. And the challenge with this, as cute as what they are, and we really do love them, they're adorable, but they also then attract unwanted visitors, which are snakes. And we experienced this within 1 week of having moved into our place, and there was a boom slung literally hovering, flying mid-air, trying to get to this nest. And we were told it was because of the swallow's nest. It's trying to get to the swallow's nest. We try to remove it, but they keep coming back and building. It's now summer. They're there. They're building. And, of course, what do I do? Because now I'm freaking out. I'm thinking boomslanger are going to abound here. Let me call environmental conservationist and snake expert Mark Marshall, because who else are you going to call?
Exactly.
You know? So I got Mark on the phone. Mark and I chatted for about half an hour, and Mark was telling me the most fascinating stuff. And he's here to share it also with all of you. He's a very busy man. He's got 9 speaking engagements today, but he still made time to chat to us at the very last minute. So, Mark Marshall, good morning. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for chatting to us.
Hi, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, Mark.
Morning. How's it?
How's it going your side?
Oh, it's going good. Done all fed all the animals and ready for work.
Good stuff.
Normal morning.
Mark, listen, so these swallows that keep coming back to the same spot, okay?
Yeah.
I said to you last night, I was so worried because it seems really cruel to keep having to remove the nest and then to see birds building again. What is happening with these birds? Why do they keep coming back to the same spot? And are they really the same birds returning every year?
And where are they coming from?
How do they find their way back to my place?
Yeah, they do. It's amazing. That is definitely the same pair. Every time they come back, they decide, hey, they're going to do the nest again, the exact same spot. They might even meet the spot by maybe 20 centimeters. But that's as far as they go. The rest of the time, they're going to build a exact same place where they built last year. And it's mainly because they want to breed. They come here, they breed, and they have their babies, everyone's happy, and then they all migrate right the way back to the UK. And they stay there for a few months, and then winter time comes there, they get upset, they don't like it, and they fly all the way back down right to your doorstep again and start breeding again for the next year.
They fly all the way down, Mark, from Northern Europe to little old Gqeberha.
Yep, absolutely.
That's unbelievable.
I love it.
They even choose the exact same route every single time.
No way.
Europe, they'll cross over Morocco, over the Sahara Desert, then over the Congo, and then Joburg, and then down to
Pe. It's like a built-in compass, isn't it?
They know. They know exactly what
it's like. They have built-in GPS. They know. And you're telling me that it's the same pair every single year?
Yes.
So it's not like they're swapping around with their cousins or their sisters or brothers.
Subletting my entranceway. No.
Nature does have a bit of a twist with it, simply because these guys now, when they are flying down, there might be a very big storm or something, and one of the male or female dies in the storm, they do have the ability to reconnect with somebody else. And then come back to the same nest again and start again with a new partner, just to keep the species going.
But Mark, what's interesting is, so first of all, they're coming all the way from Northern Europe right down to PE. They come to the exact same spot, okay? So we've also got two here at Algoa FM that come to the exact same spot. But what's interesting to me is that you said to me, Lee, you are never going to get rid of them. They literally rebuild. They are that persistent. They are going to keep coming back and rebuilding until they die.
Absolutely. Yes. That is the way of life. That is their absolute way. They're not going to choose a different spot, because to them, that is the ideal spot. And to me, the criteria for this spot has got to be a nice shaded place, a nice comfort place, away from the wind, And your spot is it. They chose you, so you should be honored that this is their place.
I am. There is something almost spiritual about it. I mean, I know you're a nature conservationist and you're a snake expert, yeah. So maybe someone else might be able to tell me what the spiritual significance is. And I mean, knock at my front door. I am quite honored.
A lot of people say it is a blessing to have a snow honor you and actually stay in your actual garden, come through the birds, got the whole world to go through.
Amen.
And he's chosen your little spot out of nowhere.
Mark, something that caught my attention yesterday, Lise did say she caught up with you last night, and something to do with the airport.
Yeah.
They only had to change something at the airport in the GQ. What is it exactly? Just enlighten me on that.
Yeah, originally at the Kachaka airport in Natal, there was a huge, big outcry because they have the very endangered blue swallow, which is a stunning little swallow, but it only comes to that area. And now there was big problems with the runway and the approach of the airplanes, obviously going right through the zone where these birds fly. There's going to be a lot of what they call bird strikes, where the airplanes are obviously eating the birds. Mm. So they've had to reintroduce different type of techniques now, which is bird radars. So when there's the radar detects the bird activity, there's no planes in the air. And all the airplanes, the pilots know when they approach now, they have to approach the runway a different way and angle themselves differently to make sure that they don't hit these birds.
No.
And it's actually worked out quite well. So yeah, you've got an airport which is literally listening to a little tiny blue swallow.
Okay, this is in KZN.
KZN in Durban, eh? Kinshasa.
Yes, yes.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Thank you. Because Charlton is now relieved. I thought it was Gabecha, and he was freaking out because he normally, you know, kind of keeps up with what's happening in the airports, especially our local one.
This is Kinshasa, the big one there by Durban.
Okay.
That's fascinating. I mean, do you think these swallows who spend a lot of time in South Africa, do you think they're Springbok supporters? do they come with a UK accent?
I'm a Morocco swallow.
The one year they want support her, and then the next season they're somewhere else.
Yes. They're fence sitters, draad sitters, Mark.
Yeah, like the Amur Falcon. That little bird is the most confused because that one just flies from northern China, Siberia,
wow,
all the way down to Humansdorp. All the way down, and it's amazing because their timing is absolutely perfect because they arrive just when our plagues of our grasshoppers reach out in the Karoo, and this is their food source for the few months.
You just got to love nature, man.
When we saw our grasshoppers, they decide to fly all the way back to China again.
That is fascinating.
Mark, just as we wrap up, though, you also mentioned something quite fascinating about the boomslang. So I said to you, look, I am petrified, you know, of this boomslang coming back and so on. Or boomslang are coming back. And you mentioned that it is the same one that would be coming back as well. Just as we have the same swallows, it's not like we've got this, you know, group of boomslanger that are kind of calling dibs on the swallows. It's the same boomslang.
Yeah. They have a 5 kilometer home range. In other words, where if you catch a boomslang and you release them a kilometer down the road, 2 weeks' time it's going to be back at the same place again. Because you just put them on the same path that's going to go to you 2 days ago. You know, that type of thing, or 2 days later. So this is the situation. Now, that boomslang comes back and inspects those nests all the time. That's his little path that he goes. So when he learns there's no birds around, then he's not going to come back. But if there are birds and there are nests, that boomslang will definitely come back.
It's a catch-22. It's a catch-22 because you can't remove the nest because the birds rebuild, like, immediately. They're persistent.
Exactly.
And, you know, when they are there, then, you know, you can't get rid of the boomslang. But you did also mention that the boomslanger are actually, like, averse to anything, like, labor-intensive. So if it's too much hard work or there's too much attention or whatever, then they just couldn't be bothered. They go and find something else somewhere else.
You probably find, like, your boomslang, for example, can be looked and tried and thought, oh, no, this is not working out, and then would have actually left on his own and realized, I'm not going back there again, that this is a complete waste of time. But if you've got something permanent, like a bird feeder or something like that, And the woman side looks and goes, oh, this is a fantastic, beautiful bird takeaways. And he sits there and he'll come back every single week. He's hungry.
Sure.
And this is what happens.
Mark, listen, I can understand why you have 9 talks booked just for today. I would happily listen to you for hours. Yeah. It is incredible. I mean, there's so many people messaging on Telegram. I'll take screenshots and send these to you on WhatsApp because I think you'd find them interesting. But a lot of people talking about, you know, some of the swallows that they've had at their house. Lynn, for instance, something that'll make your heart very happy, Mark. She says, we had a clause in the sale of our home that the swallow's nest must not be broken. They'd been there for years, before we owned the house. So,
that is it. That is what you're doing at best.
But, Mark, thank you very much. I will keep in touch. I'll WhatsApp you these messages, and you know I've got you on speed dial.
Lee's got a permanent neighbor, so that's bottom line.
Thanks, Mark.
Keep well.
Cheers, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.